USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Missouri Supreme Court on Thursday rejected a challenge to the state's voter-approved Medicaid expansion plan, overturning a lower court's ruling that the constitutional amendment would wrongfully force lawmakers to set aside additional money. Democrat Representative David Tyson Smith.
You know, this is exciting. It's long overdue. I'm excited for the citizens of Missouri. I'm excited for the citizens of my district. This is definitely justice done. Unfortunately, it's taking so long for this to happen, but it's definitely the right decision.
Supreme Court judges wrote that the plan doesn't put limits on the legislature's budgeting powers. After a lengthy closed-door review of the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2022, the Senate Armed Services Committee approved language in the bill that would require young women to register for the draft. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
President Biden was heckled by an audience member during an appearance in Virginia on Friday and stopped his speech to address the individual.
That's okay. Look. Look, it's not a Trump rally. Let him holler. No one's paying attention.
Virginia gubernatorial candidate Terry McAuliffe, the Democrat Biden was there to support, chuckled and clapped his hands in the background. It was unclear what the individual was yelling, but reporters on the scene suggested he was saying stop line 3 in reference to an Enbridge pipeline project. Several states scaled back their reporting of COVID-19 statistics this month, just as cases across the country started to skyrocket, depriving the public of real-time information on outbreaks, cases, hospitalizations, and deaths in their communities. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Pennsylvania State University has agreed to remove a quote by Cuban communist leader Fidel Castro following a student-led campaign to take down the text from a campus building. The student, a Venezuelan, Eric Suarez, wrote on Twitter, "Fidel Castro represents the misery of not only the Cuban people, but Venezuelan people as well, as being the inspiration for the regime in my country." The U.S. is offering evacuation flights from Kabul for thousands of Afghans who served our military, but just getting to Kabul may be impossible for those who live outside the capital city. Mike Fortier has more.
The Taliban controls most of the roads in Afghanistan, so driving to Kabul is out of the question for those who live in remote areas. Even just driving to the local airport for a flight to Kabul may be too risky, and flights can be expensive. Staying in Afghanistan, though, means almost certain death. Human Rights First says people are begging for help, and dozens have reached out to the Association of War Allies looking for money for plane tickets to Kabul. A U.S. military official says we have no ability to get the Afghans to Kabul because we don't have a national military presence. Time is running out. A 33-year-old in Kandahar who worked for the U.S. military as an IT tech tells NBC News his city is surrounded and it can fall to the Taliban at any time. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.